A showdown is mounting between officials at UNC Chapel Hill and some university faculty and grad students over the fate of Silent Sam. More than 80 teaching assistants and professors have pledged to withhold final grades. They demand university trustees withdraw their proposal for a new $5 million history center to house the Confederate statue. Lisa Phillip reports TAs in particular are putting a lot on the line because of their dual role as students and workers.
UNC administrators have told TAs that withholding grades will result in serious consequences. They've alleged the strike exposes the university to legal claims from students who may be harmed. Erica Wilson is a law professor at UNC.
Effective protest is uncomfortable. We didn't get to where we're at now today with me being an African-American law professor at UNC, with African-American students being integrated into the university without protest that was uncomfortable.
Wilson says it's interesting that university leaders have highlighted the harm the protest might cause students,
while at the same time minimizing or failing to acknowledge the harm that's being perpetuated by the existence of the monument in the first place, the refusal to take it down, and then the decision to re-erect it.
Silent Sam was originally put up in 1913 at the entrance to UNC as Jim Crow laws took hold in the South. It was dedicated with a speech praising the nearby assault of a black woman.
This was a statue that was put in place to say, like, people and students who look like me are not welcome at this, you know, university.
Destiny Green is an undergraduate at UNC. She's set to graduate this Sunday. University officials have said the grade strike will harm students like her, but Green is supporting it anyway. She says TAs plan to submit her grades and the grades of other students who need them for graduation, for jobs, or for immigration purposes.
Our TAs aren't trying to harm students. They obviously want to, like, protest and, like, be a part of this movement, but they're not going to purposefully harm students in the process. Like, they're our teachers, they're our educators, they care about us.
Danielle Dulkin agrees. She's a PhD student in the American Studies Department at UNC and is helping organize the strike. She says TAs often have closer teaching relationships to students than faculty.
That's what's been really upsetting, is how the university has sort of weaponized our motive as something that doesn't take into consideration students, when in fact we're deeply, deeply invested in the care of students.
UNC administrators turned down requests for an interview about the grade strike, but a spokesperson for the university said officials are unable to discuss consequences for participating TAs because of federal privacy laws. Angus Johnston is a historian of student activism at the City University of New York. He says the grade strike is a tactic he hasn't seen before, and he believes the consequences for the TAs who take part could be twofold.
They have one foot in each of the worlds, and so that they have, in some ways, they have the vulnerabilities that goes with that, right? They are susceptible to retaliation as students, you know, losing fellowships or even losing their place in the university if they get punished in that way, as well as retaliation in their role as workers. But it also means that they have the power that students have and the power that workers have.
More than 200 UNC faculty members have signed a letter condemning any retaliation against TAs who strike, including expulsion, elimination of teaching positions, and withdrawal of scholarships or stipends. Hung Un Trung's name is one of the 200-plus on the letter. She's an associate professor in the UNC Art Department.
The graduate students have been incredibly brave and courageous, and I feel like the faculty have taken their cue from them. You know, I think the faculty are stepping up because we see the graduate students taking risks, incredible risks to their own lives, their own educations.
Members of the UNC System's Board of Governors are set to vote on the trustees' proposal for Silent Sam tomorrow. In the meantime, the grade strike is gaining traction. Hundreds of undergraduates, student athletes, and university faculty across the country have publicly expressed their support. And thousands of dollars have been raised for TAs who may face repercussions for withholding grades. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.